longer. Okay. Especially his opinion of coffee. Okay, so moving right along. He went over to the bookstore and discovered that either I made a mistake or they made a mistake, and the version number is wrong, which they apparently never told me about. Which would have been nice.
Naturally.
But anyway, if you go over there and want the book, if you go over there and tell them you want the book, they will order it for you specially and get it within about a week to 10 days. So if anybody wants the book, they can get it for vacation. So you can spend vacation reading the book. As I was saying to him, I really... probably it's years of experience, but I know how dutifully a lot of people read books. So I try to gauge things so that you can do them without a book. And that the book is reference. But there's so much stuff out on the web that's reference, you really can. It's not that I don't recommend the book, because I do. I actually think it's a good book. So over vacation, if you want some good light reading, the book is recommended. Okay. It's actually fairly so. And the nice thing is that now that we've gone over it in class, hopefully it would be, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, to some degree at least.
And I have to apologize, I forgot to ask how much the book was.
This one?
Yeah.
It's almost 30 on Amazon, it's the wrong version. It's 208. The 210 is $88.
Okay. And 208 doesn't, I mean, 2008's not that big a change from 2010. Not that I've read them,
right?
Because I'm also guilty. I probably read the version, actually I think I probably read version 8, but I have not read version 10. I just kind of looked at it and, you know, basically looks pretty much the same. So I've spot read version 10, but I haven't read version 10. Version 8 I pretty much read. So anyway, that's the story on the book. Okay. Can we just please, thank you. Okay, your homework for, if I ever can find wherever it is to do the rock, paper, scissors program. So write the rock, paper, scissors game and make it more interesting than what I did when I took pictures of it. But make the rock, paper, scissors game. Get some pictures, get some other stuff, and make it a more interesting game than just what I did.
Boo.
Okay. Huh?
Said boo.
Yeah.
Just a question. Does the computer always pick one thing?
No, because we're going to do a random number thing. Okay? So... I'm going to look at several things today, but I want to actually look at that one first. So we're going to go in, and it's called guessgame2010.zip, because I want to make sure that I get through that one, so we might as well look at it first. Okay. For you who were here this morning, if some of you were, weren't you? The computer has gotten progressively better. This morning I couldn't log in. I couldn't do anything.
Did you dump the coffee in the hard drive?
But what I did do is rebooted the whole thing, and that was better. It was then, you know, it then came together a little bit better.
We're enjoying writing on the blackboard.
Yes, it's been a long time since I wrote on a blackboard.
Kind of sad, don't you think?
Actually, no. I don't miss it all, not getting that wonderful feeling on your fingers from the chalkboard. Not at all.
I think they should at least outfit everyone with a whiteboard and markers. expensive, but markers can get expensive.
The problem is, you only want to outfit people that are going to use it. And unfortunately, it's not going to be everybody. Why does it keep doing that? We won't even ask. Okay, guess game. There it is. There's no flashing lights. Yeah, there is a flashing light over there. There are no flashing lights there.
No.
So it shouldn't be doing the thing that it's doing. Thank you for stating the obvious. Okay, so here's my guessing game. Okay, so I've got play game. Okay, so I'm going to run this one, and then we'll talk about it. What? Okay, so I'm saying play game. And then after I say play game, and I threw this in, you don't have it on yours, but I threw it in when I was playing with it last night just so I'd know what game it picked. Okay? So if I come up here and pick 18 and say check guess, it tells me your guess is too low. If I pick 25, it tells me that the guess is too high. And when I pick 20, it tells me that I guessed it. Okay? And as I said, I threw in this message box to tell me the number so that I didn't have to play too much. Okay? So you can also throw one of those in when you're testing. Obviously, you'd want to make it go away when you're playing. Okay, so I said I wanted to get a random number. And this is a way of getting a random number. There are multiple ways, as I recall. So I said random.next25+1. It would get a number from 0 up to 24. In other words, it gets 25 numbers. I want it to be 1 to 25, so I add the 1 in. Okay? So that gets me a random number. And when I play the game, it gives me, I haven't had it go over 25 yet, so I'm assuming it's working.
Yep.
Okay, the first time it goes over 25, I'll say, oops, not working. Okay, so I got a random number. So that's what you would be doing when you play the rock, paper, scissors, is I would have it choose a random number, and I would have 1 stand for rock, 2 stand for paper, 3 stand for scissors, so that the random number, or any whatever you want to do, but I mean, I'd basically have it choose a random number, and I would associate that number with a particular rock, paper, scissor kind of thing, is the way I would start out with that, okay? If you were in CIS 17, you've already kind of written a rock, paper, scissor that you wrote in JavaScript. So you can go back and look at that and put it, you know, look at the logic that you have in that. I actually like to do that because I think it's good to see a program written in multiple languages and see the differences and see the similarities.
Would you set the variable on the rock, paper, scissors prior to the random number selector or after? Or does it matter?
What variable? That's the question.
You set rock 2 equal 1, scissors equal 2, and then set a random for 1, 2, and 3?
Okay, I'm just was saying in my head I'd associate the 1, 2, or 3, so I wouldn't even set the variable.
Okay.
Okay. And then if the user types in something, I can cop out by having the user type a 1, 2, or 3, 2, or I can take what the user does and convert it over. Okay. So, I'm saying now, okay, if I play this game, what did I do? There it is. Okay, notice the play game thing here. This is the button play game. And once I have gone in here and clicked on this, I set the button to false because I don't want them to click on it again. Okay, so I say play game. It then generates a number. This time it's 21. And then it resets. So notice what it does. It sets the visible to false because it's already picked a number. So I don't want them doing it again, so I set that to false, and then they can't do it. Okay? And then I said, okay, set the label message text box. I'm using a message text box here, which is right there where you saw the who won and who lost, and I used a text box for that. And I set the label message text box to nothing. And then I did this with, which we haven't seen before. But it saves you from writing out things. And in this case, it's not a big savings. But in some things, it really is a big savings. So I'm saying label, if I say with label message, what that basically says is all of these pretend label messages in front of them. Okay, so it's basically saying there, label message dot font for color equals label message dot back color equals label message dot border style equals. So I am setting up what I want that message area to look like, and I am setting it up with this with statement. Okay, so the with statement, there's no reason why you ever have to use it. It's used to cut down on typing. I mean, that's really its reason, is to cut down on having to give the specifics, because I could have as easily forgot the with and just put LVL message.text in front of all of those, and it would have worked just fine. But it just saves me, and especially if you have a long name or something like that, or if I have several things, it just saves me a little bit of typing. So I don't have to write LBL message dot for color. I can just write dot for color. Okay, so that's a technique, basically. And I set the for and I made it color black. I set the background color and made it color like gray. And I set the border style to none. Okay. And then I said, okay, now text guess.clear. So clear out the box where they're going to put in the guess, where the guess is going to show up. And TRB guess value equals 1. The TRB is this thing here. And by setting that equal to 1, it starts it back at the beginning. So wherever it ended up, that's fine. But when you want to play another game, I'm setting it back at the beginning. If I'd wanted to, I could have set it in the middle and said set it to 12 or 13 or whatever. So I get to choose how I want to set it. I decided I wanted to set it back. Okay? So if I go and look at the design on this, okay, that right there is called TRB guess. And it is a track bar. So if you go to your tools and pick a track bar, that's what you're going to get, is that track bar up there. Okay, so that's a track bar. And down here, what else do I have? I have label message, and that's label message. It's funny. This is another one of my complaints. I complain a lot about some of the things that Microsoft does here and there. But at one point, if I put up a text box here, a label box and everything, and didn't put anything in it, it would make the size kind of the size that I drew and leave it alone. Now it reduces it because I didn't put anything in it down to. So therefore, if I want to click on it to see it, I can't find it to click on. Okay? Somewhere in there, it probably's there. I can't find it to click on, which just really annoys me. So you're laughing at my annoyance here. But if I pick if I come over here and just look for it over here, that's the way you have to do it now. I used to be able to just kind of click in the general area. And
you should be able to set the full length and the properties. For
yeah, but that means that I got to do some more work.
So you rather would
good choice.
So when you look at it, if you don't know it's there, you can just bypass it and not even realize it's there.
Carry on.
Well, if you don't get a job as a programmer, you can try out comedian. Okay.
Just moving forward.
So anyway, so that's the setup there. And now if I come in here, okay, so what I do is, again, if I play this and I say play game and is now chosen 22, for some reason it likes numbers in the 20s. Okay, so now I take this and I move it. And notice that as I'm moving it, it is doing the scroll. And whenever I scroll, notice this. This is the subroutine that is the table scroll. So when that scrolls, it takes the value and puts it in the text box. So that value is now at 14. It puts it over here on the text box so I can see the 14. Okay, so as it scrolls, it does that. Okay. Now, how did I get a scroll routine? Okay, if you look over here, and I can make that small again. If I click on these things up here, I have all of these things, so there's table guests. And then the scroll is actually the one that comes up as a default, but there are a whole lot of things associated with that. So I can make a routine by choosing the TRB guess and the scroll. Okay. So I can set up a subroutine, and those are the things in the subroutine. And I've already got that one.
So can you change, like, I just clicked over to where scroll is and I see visible change. Are those, like, kind of the same things that are underneath the properties, or no?
I have no idea. And I'm very serious about that. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things. Mm-hmm. And I basically do them on a, I want to do this, now let's look and see which ones kind of make sense, and then I'll read about that one. Okay. If you try to memorize all of the possibilities in this thing, you'll go absolutely nuts. So it's much more the, okay, the table guess allows me to do those things. If I look at the button play, okay, those are, the click is the one it's kind of going on, and those are all the things I can do, okay? I mean, there is just,
so much.
It's out of control. And so, as I said, I don't know what they do other than the common ones. I know what the common ones do, but I don't know the others. But if I say, you know, it would be nice if I do some Googling and I look at the things that are available up there and kind of play around with it.
It's like a need-to-know basis.
Absolutely. It's on a need-to-know basis. Good. You're not harassing me this time.
Oh, I had a couple.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your description. Just keep in mind, I give you a grade. Ultimate power.
Yeah, well, isn't that a class participation?
This is true, yes. That class participation thing you're doing very well on. Okay, so here I said, okay, if I find a match, then I am changing the four color to crimson, the back color to beige, and the border style fix 3D. So I'm changing the look when they get a match. So if text, guest.text equals the random number. Okay? And I could have been comparing to table guest.value, but since I put it in a text box, I just compared to the text box. So if the number in the text box equals the random number, then I can change the look. And then I put in the words, you guessed it, and I made the button visible because now I want them to be able to play another game. So I set the button to visible. Else, if it's not equal, I want to tell them whether it's too high or too low. So I say, else, if it's greater than the random number, then put out the message that says your guess is too high. If it's less, put out the guess, your guess is too low. So I'm letting them know whether they're on the high side or the low side there. As opposed to just saying you didn't get it, I'm giving them a little more information by telling them they're high or low. Okay. So if I run this, and again, I say play game, I got a 13 this time. So if I put a check guess, why did it crash?
You didn't guess a number.
You didn't move the slider?
Yeah, but I had it positioned at 1.
But it didn't show in the text field.
That's true. It didn't put it in the text field. Good point. See, we'll keep him. Yeah. He made a very definitely good point. And that is, I am looking at what's in the text box, not what's in the whatchamacallit. Curiosity. If I tried that, am I going to get out of this, please? I don't want to step over. I want to just stop. Cut, copy, stop. Why can't I do that? I can run it again. Troubleshoot. Okay.
Click the program, just close it. Can you do that? Like on the bottom?
Yeah, right click on it.
Right click on which?
On
the program.
Right there.
Close window.
That didn't work.
Why is it?
Well, what is the error? Are you just getting a normal,
There's usually the little box up here. Where's that box gone?
Not on mine either. Oh, there it is.
At home, I have a little box right there.
It's underneath your small camera capture box.
My small camera.
Up top on the your right. Where it
right.
Says capture new page. I'm sorry, I'm reversed. The left.
Left.
Capture new page. A little more.
I can't read.
Oh. Where your camera logos are? That window?
Yeah. Where?
Other side of the page.
Okay, I've got this.
Move
is
that
it over.
Over
that? That's
just
probably
that,
what my problem
away.
Is.
It's underneath that.
Oh,
right
wow.
There.
There it is. That's why I didn't find it. Okay, at home, it very nicely stays in the middle.
Yes.
And that's what I was looking for, is that very nice stay in the middle, click on that, and the thing goes away.
Oh, like pointy teeth.
Yeah.
And then that's the problem with that, is it kind of can get in the way of seeing stuff. But I probably wouldn't have seen it anyway. It's supposed to be there. Now, why do they have the... They had the diamond in two places because the diamond was over there too. Right?
Well,
that's supposed to have, yeah. Okay, so if I change this and I say table guess, TRB guess dot value, let's try that and see out of curiosity if that will work. Actually, that's not a good test because I have to change it every place, don't I? Because play game, it's 18, but then, okay, so now I'm going to make it 18. And check guess, and it says you guessed it. Okay, so if I had done that and done the less than and greater than, so now I'll change it every place, because to test it, I really have to change it all the places. So this is going to be trbguess.value. Okay. So now I claim, we've seen what that's worth, that if I click on check guess, it tells me my guess is too high. Interesting.
Wait, what? Because maybe it's infinity?
I don't know. I would have said that since I moved a 1 there, it should have... I put a 1 there, right? TRB guess value equals 1.
There's number 0, so the 1 would be too high.
Wait, did you...
Because you didn't move the box.
Oh, I didn't do a play game either.
Right.
So let's try the play game. Okay, so there's the play game 15. Now check guess. It's too low. Okay. I'm all right. I had not clicked the play game, and so it hadn't set it to 1. The play game sets it to 1. So it still had in it whatever was left over, etc. Okay, so that works then. Okay, so when I guess what's on the scroll bar, it worked. The reason it didn't work the other time is I was testing what's in the text box, and I had not the other fixes. I could have put the 1 in the text box. And if I put the 1 in the text box up there, that would have been an alternate fix to get it to work if I actually didn't move the scroll bar. Okay, so now I go up there. Notice it's got the light gray, dark gray, which I did up at the top when I put in the play game. And now if I say check guess, I'm getting the guesses too high. And I don't remember what it is. Does anybody remember? 18?
17?
Okay, it's between 7 and 17.
Oh, come on.
Okay, it's between...
this is why I put the message box on.
This is why I put the message box on, but then I didn't read the message box. So it's 15, and exactly why I put the message box on. So I did one of these at home last night and said I need a message box there.
It only would have taken you 30 seconds to find the answer. Roughly.
That's assuming I can click and calculate fast enough to figure out the halfway points on all of them, etc.
That was a question in one of my finals in my C++ question, to find a random number, what's your first guess?
Yeah, okay.
Halfway point.
No, right.
And then
you split the halfway point going down, and you can find it in short order. But that means you sit there and have to do the calculations. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you do the rock, paper, scissors, that gives you the ability to get a random number. Rock, paper, scissors gives you, you've got 3 choices, rock, paper, and scissors, as opposed to here where I wanted 25 choices.
So you just go 1 to 3 instead of this one.
Yeah. Okay. So, that's how you can do with rock, paper, scissors. Okay, here are a few more things. Something to do with boxes. Use boxes, that's what it is. So, use boxes is the one I'm looking at next. And actually, this only has 1 box on it. Okay, now when I set up this box... Okay, so there's the job, and I took a list box. So I set that up with a list box. Okay, I dragged over a list box, made it the size that I wanted, and set it up with a list box on it. Now, if you come over here under collection, collection is where you can put the data in. Okay, so I can come over here under collection and I can put my data in that I want to be in that box. Okay, one per line, it tells you very specifically. So I enter the strings of data that I want in the box under collection. As you'll see in the next one, you can actually have it empty and you can program the stuff to go into it. But lots of times people start out with the original collection. Okay, so that gives you under collection.
We needed to use these for the last homework assignment, right?
Huh?
We needed to use boxes for the last homework assignment.
I don't remember, did you? Has anybody done the last homework assignment?
It was,
not for this class, it was.
Because for the insurance...
Oh, those were check boxes.
Oh.
Not a list box. Those were check boxes.
I think I emailed you a question about how to make it so that if, like, you click the check box, some sort of text would appear... Sorry, I sent you an email about that, but I got confused on that assignment.
Okay, well, I mean, if you click a checkbox, we can go back and look at the one that I have. Do I have checkboxes in this one? I don't think so.
I looked at some of
your
examples, and I couldn't find anything that helped.
I mean, basically, you ask the question in a checkbox, and you ask a question and ask if it's dot checked. And if it's dot checked, you can put out any messages you want to. If that particular box is checked, so it's whatever the name of the box is, dot checked equals, you can check it.
My program, but I sent you an email about it.
Okay, and I didn't answer it, obviously, since I don't remember answering it. I'm getting caught up, guys. How about you?
Yep.
I'm actually down to, I think I'm at around under 50. That I have to do, so I'm feeling quite proud of myself, and now I'm going away this weekend and going to mess up the whole thing.
I definitely have less than 50 assignments to hand you in.
Okay, so on this one, I basically have here, and I can put in a name, Anne, for example, and then I'm going to say calculate pay. Now, if you look over to the side and look at the code, calculate pay brings up what is an input box, which I don't think we've looked at before. But that's an input box to take input from the user. And an input box is like a message box in the sense that it stops everything and waits for you to do input. So if you're in some kind of a loop and you want user input, you're going to use an input box because you can't use a text box, okay? Because the text box, you're not fast enough to type stuff in a text box for a loop, okay? So if you need to put in data in a loop, an input box is the way to go because it stops and lets you enter the data before it continues processing.
The okay and cancel comes up by default.
Yes, that's the default, but you can pick another kind. Just like with a message box, and I don't remember all the kinds you can pick because okay and cancel tends to be what you definitely usually use. But you can pick the kind of box you want. So I'm going to put in $25 an hour, and then I get another one. Now notice this one is up in the top. Because I filled in a bunch of these numbers, and these numbers are about placement, about where it is. So it's 20 pixels in and 20 pixels down or whatever. And so if I want to do placement, I can add those extra numbers in. And once you start typing it, don't forget, it comes up with a whole explanation of what to you can type next and what you can type next. And it will say position on the x-axis, position on the y-axis. And then you can, I don't remember what the zero is. Somebody can figure out what the zero is. But the 20 and 20 are the positions on the x and the y-axis so that I get to position this if I want to. And I didn't position the other one. The non-position one tends to come up in the middle. Okay, so I gave this person $25 an hour for 40 hours, so they made $1,000, okay? So, now I am going to come down here, and I did the calculation, finishing that off. I did the calculation and put it in the box. Okay, so now I've got calculate raise. Okay, now I am having them, and I didn't do any checking, but they have to pick something out of this box if they want to do the raise. Now, again, as I told you, I don't do a lot of checking, so I'm not checking to see if they did it. But I'm going to do that, and I'm going to pick programmer, okay? So I then say calculate raise, and it tells me that they would be making $1,060. So I said, dim work with raise as double. And then I said, if, and I gave the name of this box, dot selected index means the thing you selected. Okay? So the first thing is 0. The next thing is 1. The next thing is 2. And the next thing is 3. Okay? So it starts out with 0. So I selected programmer, so the index is 1. So I'm saying if first job selected index equals 0, or first job selected index equals 2, then they get a 5% raise. Else, if they're 1 or 3, they get a 6% raise. Okay, so a programmer or a developer gets a 6% raise. Okay. And then I said, okay, now put out the work with raise, because I calculated it, and said put that out. And then put out the name. So I then said, okay, make the text job dot text equal to the thing in list job that you are pointing to. So it's list job dot items, list job dot selected index. Okay. That's the kind of stuff that I have to look up. I would probably have written that just kind of thinking. I actually wonder if it would work. Curious. I probably would have written that list job dot items dot selected index. And I don't think that's going to work, but we can try it.
I just dropped the on the first line where it's if job selected index equals 0 or first job selected, I just dropped that whole second line, if job selected index equals 2. Left the 2 and just dropped off everything else, so I set it 0 or 2.
Okay.
And it worked.
Okay.
Less typing.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so in this one, I, again, I'm actually curious if I could have gotten away with that. I will try it in a minute. And then I said other things would be a count. So I said, tell me how many things are in there. So on the count, I said, okay, now tell me this job.items count. And the count is equal to 4. And then I said, just show me the list job.items that is indexed by 1. And it showed me programmer. Okay, I just put a hard code on that one. Now, I have the ability down below to add a job. However, I didn't follow through with that. So if I add a job, I should have had an else up there on my pay. Else, because if I'm going to add a job, it's going to be something other than 0, 1, 2, and 3. So basically, I should have put an else on the if statement to catch any jobs that I got added. Okay, but I didn't do that. So what I've got here is if I click on add job, okay, so I'm going to click on add job, and I'm going to put forensics there, and say okay. Okay, and notice what happens. It got added up there. Okay, so it got added to my collection. There's forensics, and it's now been added in there. And then I said, give me the new count, and it gave me the new count. Okay? And since the count was 5, I said, show me the thing. Okay, show me. And again, this is the kind of stuff I gotta look up, and I'm sure you gotta look up. It's not the kind of thing you write on a regular basis, so it's the kind of thing to get that syntax right, although it kind of prompts you, so I might be able to get it right. But I'm saying here, I want to put in that text box, go to list job, go to the items that I have in it, and then take the count of those items and subtract 1 from it. Because remember, count works 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Indexes work 0, 1, 2, 3. So if I'm taking the count, I need to subtract 1 from it to turn it into an index. Okay, the count goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, notice when I counted, I got 5. I want to change that to be a 4 there, because when it accesses here, the first thing is 0, then 1, then 2, then 3, then 4. So I need to make that change. Okay? It's one of those things that I think they should have sat down and made a decision about. Back in the good old days in Visual Basic, the programmer had a choice to have indexes start between 0 or start with 1, which was kind of an interesting choice. I guess it developed complications because two programmers working on the same program might have different opinions, the person going in and maintaining it, etc. And they stopped doing that, but it kind of acknowledged the idea that there's this problem with count. The count starts at 1, indexes start at 0, and you have to constantly be aware of that. Okay. So, that's what I get on this one. Now, if I come in here and I said I wanted to experiment, if I come on this one and I'm going to comment this out and then say, okay, let's see, if I put text job dot text equals list job dot, far too many things, items. Okay, so now it's giving me list job dot items. Get the items of the systems form list box. Yeah, what about it? Wait a minute, that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to see number 2. That's not giving me information as to how to write this. Lots of times it will give you information on those about how to write them, and that's what I was looking for there. I'm going to try, I don't think I'm going to get away with it, but just out of curiosity, if I just, no, it's not going to let me. So I have to tell it, and I guess that makes sense, I have to tell it that it is the list job selected index that I want, the selected index associated with list job. Okay, so I have to tell it, and I guess that makes sense. I guess I will fight them about that. Because it's go to list job and get the items, and then take the selected index that's also associated with list job. Because in fact, I can put something else there and tell it a hard number for that matter. Like I did below where I did the 1. Okay, down here I did the 1. I thought that was mine. And I have no idea who that is, so we'll just end it. We're taking a flight today, so I wanted to keep in touch with the world. So, in fact, that was probably telling me my flight was canceled, but it wasn't a number that I recognized, so I'm ignoring it.
North Carolina.
Well, they got hit with a little bit of snow this week.
Okay, well. Last night, talk about an aside. Last night, my husband, we've been bad because we've had all these crises and our passports expired during the period and we haven't gotten a new passport yet. So my husband went out shopping and lost his wallet with his driver's license in it. Okay, there are two things that can get you on an airplane, a passport, which has now expired, and a driver's license. So my husband came home and said, he'd been around and checking. And a few minutes later, we were on the phone canceling credit cards, and the cell phone rang, and it was my daughter, and somebody had turned in the wallet, lucky, there's a list of numbers in there. My daughter's happened to be the top list, so they called North Carolina. So she called and said, tell Dad his wallet's at Staples. So luckily, the person had taken the money, but they had left all the plastic, which really, you know, as my husband said, I probably would have given them the money anyway as a reward, but so, because he doesn't carry all that much cash. But they helped themselves to that, but the plastic was all there. So we're still going to North Carolina, which as of last night, we weren't so sure what we were going to do.
You have a drive.
You have to reinstate all your credit cards.
We were in the process of canceling the last one when my daughter called. So we said, forget it. It just came back. Don't cancel it. So we got one credit card. we probably have too many anyway, so maybe we should just leave them. But we have the one credit card. Okay, come on. It's not that boring a story. Yeah, right. You just lost all those good points, just went down the tubes. At least you weren't snoring. That's a good thing. Okay. Okay. The other one that I wanted to look at. Is diff boxes. Okay, so here I have a bunch of boxes, and I was actually playing with these last night, so I really don't need those there because it kind of. But you can take this, and so I'm going to delete that box and delete that box, but we can put them back up. Okay, so I have here a list box. That's a list box. Okay. Down here I have a checklist box. Okay, so this one is a checklist box. And notice it gives me check boxes next to it. Okay, and there's other kinds that you can go through and look at all the toys that they provide. Okay, now the bottom one, I didn't put anything in. So if you come and look at this list box and look at the collection, I have put all of those programming languages kind of things in there in that list box. Notice that it... And this is what I was playing with last night. Notice it made columns, okay? And I can get that column thing by coming down here and saying somewhere along the line, multiple columns. Okay, anybody see it? Oh, it's they've got that.
Put it in A.
I want it in A through Z. Multiple, I believe, is what the line is.
Yeah, multi-column.
True.
Okay, so multi-column is set to true. And when I set multi-column to true, then I get the columns. Now, if I take this box, and I'm going to move it over here where I can change it, and I make it bigger like that, notice what it does to the multi-columns.
So the layout up there was based on the size of the box and the fact that I had clicked multi-columns. So that's why I was getting the layout that I got. Okay? So now if I put this box back and I change the multi-column to false, okay, notice what it does. It now lists as many as it can in the box, and it gives me a vertical scroll bar so that I can scroll through them. Okay, so it's based on the size of the box that I provide, and it's also based on whether I say it can use multi-columns or not. And it will then change the layout on this depending on whether I say that. Okay, so when I go back to the multi-columns true, okay, so now it's going over, and in fact, when it changes a little bit because the scroll bar takes up space. So when it needs a scroll bar at the bottom, it can show less things. And if I scroll over, come on. I guess it's not going to let me scroll over. All right, there we go. All right, I changed it all over the place. But anyway, COBOL and RPG were over there. For just a brief moment, we saw that. Okay, there you can see them. Okay, so it went into three columns is the point that I was trying to make. Okay. And the scroll bar tells me that, basically. Okay, so now I've got these down here in the checklist box, and I put the collection in there as well. So that's the collection, and I did not click the multi on that, although I could have. If I change that to multi, then you're going to see them in two columns, as opposed to, or if you change the box size too, because it actually fits in the box size. I don't know, what if I change it to multi and it's still fixed? Does it even bother? Multi-column, if I change that to true, doesn't do a thing because it didn't need multi-column. Okay, it only does multi-column if the box is so small that it needs it. Okay, so here is my code. You can wake up now, I'm looking at code. Okay. So I'm now saying, it's funny, there was a discussion going on with a bunch of faculty people about people that fall asleep in their class.
It's only around this time, though.
So, if this language contains, okay, so I am checking up on contains. So I am going to put in the name of a programming language. So we will choose C#. Okay, click to check, and it says in the list. And I'm doing that with a message box. If I just put CDE and say click to check, it tells me not in the list. Okay, and it does that with, and again, I'm not expecting you to memorize this stuff. I just want you to know it exists, and then you can go look it up. Because if you try to memorize this stuff, you'll go nuts. Okay, so listLanguage.items.contains. Okay, so this is what it contains, and then the thing that I want to check in my checkbox, I put in the parenthesis after the contains. So it will go through everything in the list and see if that is there. And if it is, I take the yes branch, and if it's no, I take the no branch. So it's that basic and straightforward. Okay.
So now what I'm doing is I am saying, click for count. Okay, and it's got a zero in it right now. And I'm saying up here, dim work count as an integer. For count equals 1 to clbcourses.items.count-1, then take and move the stuff inside. Okay, so I'm saying let's go back and look at the names of these things before we go any further, because I'm going nuts remembering their names as well. So if I go into the form, this one is called List Languages. This is called Text Language. This is called CLB Courses. This is called, well, it doesn't matter what that's called. This is called Text Count. And this one is called List Taken. Okay, so that's List Taken. That's the text box. So I'm going to go in now and click on some of these courses. Actually, that's not what I wanted to do. I want to be in the code before I run it. Okay, so I'm going to say programming logic, yes, I took that. Internet developer took that. Linux took that. Oracle took that. Okay, so I now have a click for count, and it now tells me that I took 4 courses. Okay, so click for count is telling me that I took 4 courses. And it also took the 4 courses that I took and moved them down here. So the things that were checked got moved in down there. So in other words, what I'm saying is you can populate a box. I kind of populated it by having stuff, but you could have also taken user input to populate it. So what I'm saying here is for count equals 0 to the CBL courses items count minus 1. So it's counting and it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 there. So that means it will be 0 to 6. Because 0 to 6 will run right through each one. So for count equals 0 to 6, if the CLB course get item checked, modified count is true. So it's looking to see if that was checked. And if it's true, then it adds 1 to work count. And takes it and says list taken dot items add, and then it says add the CBL dot items modified by count. So it's coming in here. Items means the group. Whenever you have a collection, you have items. So it's the group. So it's saying take the items and add that one. They add the one that count is pointing to. So at the beginning, I start out and count is 0. Is that checked? Yes, it is. So it adds 1 to work count, and it takes and moves the 0th item from here, which is programming, down to here. Okay? Then the 4 goes back, and the 4 is now up to count is 1. Is that outside the range? No, it's not. Is that checked? It's not checked, so it does nothing. Because this if statement is basically saying if the check equals true, do something. There's no else there. So it doesn't do anything. So then it drops down and it goes back. The 4 statement is now on a 2. It looks and says, is the second one okay? Is there a check on the second one? There is. It's equal to true. It adds 1 to word count, and it puts internet developer down here. Okay? Then the next one is going to be true, so it's going to put Linux, Unix down there. The next one is not true, so Visual Basic doesn't get added to the list. The next one is true, so Oracle gets added. PHP doesn't. So that's how it goes through that. It goes through, and the loop says check them all. Okay, so for 0 to the count minus 1. So the loop says check them all. And then the statement says if it's checked. That's basically saying if it's checked. But that's the way you write it, if it's checked. Okay, if the current one is checked. Count is pointing to the current one. So I'm saying if the current one is checked, then add one to count and throw it in down there as well. Does that make sense? Okay. I mean, I would basically, if I were doing this, I would take a look at some of these and make a little cheat sheet for myself of the different kinds of things that you can do with these list boxes and just make up a little list of them that you can reference. I always, when I found that the most effective way that I studied for exams was I'd make up a cheat sheet, which was, you know, if I could sneak a paper into the exam, what would I want on that paper? And just creating that paper usually made me remember everything that was on the paper. So if I guessed right as to what the professor thought was important and my cheat sheet was good, then I was all set. If I didn't guess right, then I had a problem. But anyway. Questions? We're getting some air blowing in here. Okay. Questions? Okay. If you want to look at this, I can't believe this is February. And we have the window open.
This is great.
If you go and look at my site, those are the ones that I just went through. So chapter 5 is what we have just covered. As I said, if you want a book, go over. They will apparently special order you one. Okay. Just out of curiosity, what version do I say I want in the syllabus?
5.
So it is my, it probably is my problem. That's interesting, because 2.10 update, apparently they had a 5e, but apparently now they're out with a 6.
Yes, that's the issue.
Okay. Whatever. Somehow I missed that. I still have 5e, I think, and I completely missed that little fact. But they're still supposed to let me know. So, if you go into my examples and you come down here under VBNet, and go down here into loops and loops and combo boxes and all that. There's just a load of other examples. Oh, good. Pick the one that doesn't work. Well, that one works. But there's a load of other examples, and we'll look at a few of those next time. But there's just a load of examples that do that same thing. You can see the get item checked, set item checked, and all that good stuff. So there's some of those that we're going to look at next time, but we're basically running out of time, so I'm not going to bring those up now. But we will look at those next time and go through them, some of the key ones. But the 2008 examples work just fine. And if you